good. God is good. Thank you, Lord. God is good. Those words need to be frequently coming out of our mouth. Hallelujah. Frequently coming out of our mouth. You know, that'll break the power of depression off our lives. If we're quick to say, God is good. Problems rise up, knocking at your door. God is good. Hallelujah. You don't feel too victorious. You look in the mirror and you don't look too great. Hallelujah. But you say, God is good. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a good time to say that when you're looking in the mirror. God is good. You know what? That might put a little smile on your face. And when that smile's on your face, hallelujah, the beauty of the Lord is awesome. The beauty of the Lord was created to be upon us, his people. Amen. That's not something we produce with cosmetics. It's not a cosmetically produced joy, hallelujah, but it comes upon us when we allow the Spirit of God to reside upon us, the Word of God to dwell within us. The beauty of the Lord's upon us. This world needs to see some beauty. This world needs to see the heart of God. This world needs to see that Jesus is alive and well on this planet. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, we live in a world that is mass producing messiahs and saviors. But you know, there's only one. There's only one. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The scripture says, there is no other name given amongst men by which we can be saved, except for the name of Jesus. There's only one. There's only one. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the beautiful thing about Christmas is that God gave us a word and then he delivered it. Amen. What I'd like you to do on the board here is on one side is I want you to write at the top, God gives us a word. And then on the other half, I want you to write, then he delivers it. Yeah, you can do a line down the middle. That's good. Okay. Hallelujah. What I'm going to do, I'm just going to touch on some scriptures that have prophesied of Jesus coming to this earth, and then the scripture that where God delivers it. Amen? Because Jesus is a deliverer. It's kind of a little different twist to the deliverer, but God delivers. God delivers. But first he gives us a word, and then he delivers it. And we'll find that'll follow through even in our personal lives where God will give us a word. He'll give us something specific. And then as we trust him, we apply our faith to that word, then God delivers it into our life. So the first thing was that it was prophesied of the bloodline of Jesus, of the Messiah that would come, and that's in Genesis 12:3. The bloodline of the Messiah. Oh, you don't have to write that down. Just the scripture is fine. So if people want to look at that, that you can take that. I don't want to take the time to go over for us to read each one of those scriptures. Vicki can pop it up here if she wants. But then he delivered it in Matthew 1, verse 1. It was prophesied of his birth in Daniel 9:25. And then God delivered it in Luke 2:1. His ministry was prophesied in Isaiah 9:1-2, that it would be in Galilee. And then it was delivered in Matthew 4:13-16. It was prophesied of what the Messiah, the Savior, would do in Isaiah 61:1-2. And then he delivered it in Luke 4:18-19. Can we put Luke 4:18 up here on the board, Vic? I love this. Hallelujah. It was first spoken over Jesus, but now as his as the sons of God, when we're born again, God puts his divine nature in us. Now that's spoken over us. We can speak that over ourselves, that the spirit that was upon Jesus is now upon us. We've got, Jesus had a job to do. We've got a job to do. We've got to know what our job is. Amen. The spirit of the Lord is upon us because he has anointed us to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent us to heal the brokenhearted and to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind and to set at liberty them that are bruised. Let's go to verse 19. And to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us to do those things. That's our job. That's a picture of our job. That's what Jesus came to do. Now he's transferred that over to us. He says, the works that I've done, you'll do even greater. 1 John tells us, Jesus said, just as I was in the world, so are you. That's pretty awesome. Just as I was in the world, so are you. So we've got God's word on it. So it was prophesied of the death of Jesus in Psalm 69:21. And then God delivered it in Matthew 27:34. His resurrection was prophesied in Psalm 16, verse 10. And then it was delivered in Mark 16, 6 through 7. Jesus is a deliverer. Amen. God is a deliverer. He gives us a word and then he delivers it. We can see that here. God gave a word. Many times, years and years and years before it was delivered. But God always starts from a word. He starts from a promise. And then he delivers it. We can see that personally in our lives. When God gives us a word, whether it's for our finances or for our health or for an unsaved loved one or whatever it may be, he'll always give you a word. And then he delivers it. As we apply, let me just back up for just a minute. Retract that for just a little bit. God gives us a word. That's his part. Then our part is to hook up with that word, to hook up our faith, to place our trust and our confidence, every bit of trust and confidence that you can stir up in your heart. You apply that to that word that God gives you. That's your part. Then God's part is to come on the scene and deliver it. Deliver that word to you. Jesus was delivered. I like that. That the birth of Christ was God delivering his word to us. John 1 says the word of God. Jesus was the word of God. And he was brought to us. God was at the Christmas scene, at that nativity. We got to see that nativity instead of a sweet little baby, and isn't that cute, and the little animals, and it's always cute and sweet. But we've got to see that nativity at the point in which God was delivering his word to mankind. And as believers, as Christians, we've got to look at that and see God did it. God delivered his word. And he's going to deliver it in my life and in your life and in this church and in this county and in this region, because he is a deliverer. He delivers his word. He's a delivering God. And as we praise him for that, and as we worship him for who he is, then that releases him to be what he has told us that he would be. Hallelujah. He's waiting for us, for our trust. He's waiting for our confidence. He's waiting for us to hook up with him. He says, I'll give you the word. All you got to do is connect, hook up, get in agreement with my word, and I'll deliver it for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I want to say something in line with that. For your personal walk with God is always have a word from God. Always have something. I can look over 30 years of walking with God, and I can see at every major threshold, crossroads of life, there was always a word. We always had a word from God. And I can see, just like here, God would give a word, a personal word, and then watch him deliver it into our lives. Like I said, many times in our lives, our ministry, God has given us a word. He's given us something to hang on to. And then as we applied our worship and as we applied our agreement to be in agreement with that. And let me tell you, there's many times that the devil will come with a lie to get you off. He wants you off the word of God because that's where the anointing is. He wants to do anything he can to get you away from being in agreement with God, anticipating God delivering something in your life. He'll do anything he can. So we've got to know our enemy. Amen? We've got to know our Lord. We've got to know the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We've got to know the power of his word. But we've got to know our enemy. That's because he's the father of lies, and he'll come with deception. He'll come with a lie. Romans 1 says that they exchange the truth of God for a lie. Now that just doesn't, for something times past or in the garden, Adam and Eve and Romans chapter 1, long time ago. No, this is here and now. Satan hasn't changed his MO, his mode of operation. He's still a liar. He's the father of lies. And if you don't know the truth, he'll lie to you. He'll lie to me. But if we know the truth, if we've got a word from God to hang on to, you take that word and you just shove it right in his face. Amen. Satan hates to be humiliated. But I thank God that Jesus shows us how to do battle, how to do warfare, how to take those lies that would come to each one of our lives to destroy us, to defeat us, and to steal every blessing from us. But because we know our enemy, we can say, devil, I've got a word. I've got a word. I've got a deliverer. I've got a savior. I've got a savior. You're too late, devil. I've got a savior. Hallelujah. You're too late. Hallelujah. The savior's already showed up in my life. The word of God has already showed up in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's the God that we serve. Amen. But always having a word from God. I know before we had any children, we had been married for 7 years, and we came to the point where God was stirring that maternal instinct. That's when we got our first little cat, so that was actually kind of like our firstborn. We got a cat. Let me tell you, I traveled all over this Bay Area looking for a little kitten, let me tell you. And we got that little kitten, and thank you, Lord, you know, that was a blessing, but God had something better. He had something more. He had children he wanted to bring to our lives. But, you know, we had to stand on a word. We had to stand on the word of God, and I believe it's Psalm, help me, honey, Psalm 113, is it? Somewhere there? Okay, thank you. Psalm 113, verse 9, that the Lord would take the barren woman and make her a joyful mother of children. We stood on that word. Hallelujah. And within a year, Alan came along, or wherever he is. He came along. Thank you, Jim. But we stood on that. And, you know, even when I went to the doctor to have him test me, the pregnancy test, they did the lab work, did the blood. And when they took that lab slip, I saw on that lab slip in the spirit, and it said positive. Okay. Well, anyway, when the doctor called me back that next week, he says, you're not pregnant. The test was negative. I said, wait a minute. I didn't say wait a minute to him, but I said, wait a minute. No, I saw that lab slip was positive. So anyway, it was Valentine's Day or something, and we had made plans to go out to dinner to celebrate. Well, we even had to do that by faith. We still went out to dinner, and we celebrated, and he gave me a little card, and he said, it's a baby boy. And actually, he's prophesied both the births of our children. He prophesied we would have a baby girl, too. Okay, back to Alan. We went out and we celebrated. We had dinner. We rejoiced. I even wore a maternity dress I didn't need when I was real skinny and thin back then. I didn't even need a maternity dress, but I was going to wear me a maternity dress to celebrate. And then that following week, the doctor came back and he said, you know, you are pregnant. Well, because I said, you better check me again. That's not right. You're saying negative. I know I'm positive. So they checked it again. And sure enough, I was pregnant. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we had a word. We had a word from God. Hallelujah. And God delivered it 2 times. Thank you, Jesus. God is a delivering God. And he'll deliver those things to you. When we were first married, we didn't have any money. Thank you, Jesus. But, you know, we did it by faith. We stepped out, and God blessed us with a little 2-bedroom house, and it was so cute in Castro Valley. And, you know, we had a bulletin board in our kitchen, and people had given us furniture and blessed us on our wedding and everything. But we had a bulletin board. We wanted more. We were believing for more. We knew we were called to the ministry. And he's always had an appetite for lots of ministry. And so that little bulletin board was full of things. Sometimes it had little pictures of specific things we were believing for. And it always had scriptures on it, you know, what we were standing on for the Lord to bring to us. And, you know, there was one day that I was telling somebody about that, and they said, or they saw our bulletin board, they go, boy, you guys are believing for a lot of things. You know, wow, you got lots of things on here. And it kind of made me cringe a little bit. She's like, you know, Lord, are we asking for too much? And I'll never forget, the Lord spoke, responded back to me, and he said, that bulletin board pleases me, because those are things that you're trusting me for. You've come before me, and you've come before my word, and you've released your faith, and you're trusting me to bring those things to you. That bulletin board pleases me. So praise the Lord. That bulletin board stayed up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And over the years, we've seen God time and time and time and time again in the rough spots, in the good spots, God deliver. God delivers. He shows up. He shows up. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But you got to have a word from God. You've got to have something that's going to hold you steady in the middle of that storm, that's going to hold you steady. We have received a kingdom that cannot be shaken. You've got to have a word. That word will hold you steady. It'll keep you from being buffeted. It'll keep you from losing hope, because it's through faith and patience we inherit the promises. You've got to add, it's not just enough to have faith. You've got to add your patience to it. Those two have to be married together, because sometimes the promises and the blessings of God come instantaneously. Other times there's a period of time you're going to have to hold on. You're going to have to wait. And if you're not walking by faith, if you're walking by the natural and you're walking by the circumstances, that promise may get stolen from your life. And I don't want to see that happen. I don't want to see the promise of God taken from you. But you've got to learn to walk by faith. You've got to submit to Jesus. Let him instruct you. Let him teach you. Let him take you through the Word of God to educate you, so that you can learn not to go by what these eyes are telling you, but you shut these eyes. You shut them down. And then the eyes of your spirit open up, and you begin to see things with your spirit. You begin to see in the realm of the spirit. You begin to see that nothing's impossible with God. Hallelujah. That's when life gets good. That's when it gets rich. And that's when we begin to reign as kings. We begin to reign as the sons of God. We are the kid. We're God's kids. He said we're going to reign as sons. Amen. That tells me there's a whole lot of victory there. There's a whole lot of the power of God there. There's a whole lot of the love of God there. When we're reigning as sons. Amen. Hallelujah, reigning as sons, because we get a hold of a promise of God. We get a hold of something that God has committed to us. In the New Testament alone, there's over 3,000 promises that God has given to us. I think that'll apply to just about any one of the situations we're going to come up against. Any particular day in your life or in my life, there's a promise of God that's applicable for that situation, for that challenge, for that problem. Because the problems of life are never bigger than the promises of God. Isn't that good? The promises of God are always bigger than the problems of life. Can we praise God for just a minute here? Amen. Amen. The promises of God. Father, we thank you. We just magnify those promises. Thank you, Lord. We magnify those promises. These are promises that you've given to us. Thank you. Thank you for these promises that brings the power of God to us. that enables us to see the supernatural ability of God moving and delivering us and moving on our behalf and bringing the covenant of God to us, bringing the love of God to us. Father, your nature loves us and it wants to give to us as a father wants to give to his children. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You've given us something to grab a hold of, to hang on to. In the middle of every storm, we've got something sure. We've been given a more sure word of prophecy. You've given us your word that's forever settled in heaven, and we're hanging on to it. Devil, get out of the way. Back off. We're going through. We're going through with the word of God. We evict you from our lives. We evict you from this area. We evict you from this region. We're going through. In Jesus' name, we're going through. We're going through. Hallelujah. We're going through. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going through. Hallelujah. We're locking our shields of faith together. We're going through. We may not be able to go through alone, but if we're locked together, if we're in agreement, if we're side by side for the gospel, we can go through together. We can make it to the other side. Oh, God can be glorified in our lives. God can be glorified in this church. Because we're hanging on to the promises of God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. 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 Let's let the Spirit of God stir us up to be expecting. We need to be pregnant, hallelujah, with the promise of God. We're expecting. We're an expecting people. And then God, in due time, he delivers us. He delivers that situation. He delivers that promise to us. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Locking our confidence and trust into the Word of God. Don't trust the things of this world. It can let us down. The things of this world can fail us. Have you found that to be true yet? This world can fail us. People can fail us. They may not necessarily mean to fail us, but they can fail us. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's tried and true. Brothers and sisters, that's tried and true. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You know, sometimes my behavior has been such. I thought, hey, if the Holy Spirit checks out, I don't blame him. It's tried and true. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's not when we're doing everything perfect. That's when we're hitting the rough spots of life. And we're fighting with everything we've got. And in our hour of temptation, we're resisting it with everything that we've got within us. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's easily touched with the feelings of our weaknesses. He says, if you come to me, I'll make those weak areas strong. I'll make those weak areas strong. That's the grace of God. That's the love of God. He says he'll help us. We don't have to try to have it all together and do it right, do it perfect. He says, if you trust me, I'll help you. I'll help you. You know my testimony when I was going through my health crisis and the devil was trying to take me out. He was trying to take me out. But I thank God that Jesus, the healer, showed up. Jesus showed up. And he knocked the devil in the head. He cut off his power. He cut him off. Hallelujah. But I had a word from God. I had a word from God that Jesus is a healer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's nothing new. Devil trying to take us out. But we've got to know our deliverer. We've got to know our Savior. We got to know that if God be for us, who can be against us? We got to know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We got to know that his grace is enough. His grace is his power to change us. His grace is his power to change our circumstances. Pastor Ed prophesied in the first part of this year about the grace of God covering this whole year. The grace of God covering this whole year. How many remember that word, that prophetic word? Many of you, I know, have posted it. I know a couple of you have framed it. But referencing that word, that prophetic word that God said about this year, 2010, about the grace of God being there for us, getting us through this year with victory, with power, with a testimony. Amen. We're living our lives so God can build a testimony. Our lives are here for His glory. Our lives are here for His purposes. Our lives are here for His pleasure. Our lives are here so that this world can see a testimony of God expressed and demonstrated through us. Wow, that's a tall order, but we've got a big God. We've got a big God. And the more that we begin to proclaim and declare that our God lives big within us, the more we'll see that God puts us in a place of doing things and accomplishing things that we never thought in the natural we could ever do, we could ever accomplish. Hallelujah. But because we had a word of God to hang on to, God delivers it to our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let the time, don't let the pressures of life, and don't let the lies of the enemy get you off the word of God. Get you off the word that's holding your boat steady. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't let time. And you say, well, I've been waiting on this word for a couple years now. Well, good. Hang on. Stay in there. Keep believing. Keep trusting. Keep declaring. Keep telling God who He is in your life. Keep worshiping Him. Keep praising Him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, our praise and our worship is, if we've been going over in the School of Ministry Wednesday nights, that angelic forces are activated by our worship and by our praise. Hallelujah. You know, there's things that we can do in this natural realm, but in the realm of the spirit where God is and where angelic spirits hang out and where the battles and are won and lost in that realm, where God's word is delivered, first of all there in that realm, and then it gets brought into the realm of the natural for us, where our senses can touch it and hold it and see it. But it starts first in the realm of the spirit. We got to hang on to those things because sometimes time can try to be our enemy. You know, we can be weary in well-doing. We can be weary from waiting on some of those promises, some of those things that God speaks to us. Look at the saints that had to wait on some of these. How many years? How many years on some of these things? And who was it, Simeon, that saw that what had been prophesied, his eyes beheld, and was it Simeon? All right, hallelujah. He got to see what he had been believing and standing for. But sometimes time can try to work against that and bring us into a place of discouragement or apathy or, well, see it. I don't see it. I don't see that promise of God, you know. And so we can start to sit down in the spirit. We can start sitting down with our faith, and we're not so loud in our worship. We're not so definite in what we're believing. Don't let time work against you. Don't let time take you away from that word that God has spoken and given to you. Don't let the pressures of life tell you, I know you believe that, but I don't know. We're living in a different age now. There's an awful lot of pressures out there, and I don't know. Don't let the pressures of life get you off the word of God. Don't let the lies of the enemy get you off the word. Don't let the devil sneak up on you and lie and tell you some lie, and then you buy it. Don't buy the lies of the enemy. Know enough of the word of God that you can recognize a lie when it comes knocking at your door. Fear knocks at the door. Faith answers. No one's there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I want to thank God for yesterday. Hallelujah. Something wonderful happened yesterday. And I just want to praise God that we were able to do some recording for the healing rooms, the healing ministry. We were able to do 4 recordings. And you know, it's not just simple. You think, oh, we'll record, you know, do some recording. You just press, sit down, press a little button, and away you go. No, we've got a studio in our home, and the studio's got to be set up. Alan's got to be there to run the stuff. But yesterday, you know, on the top of my Christmas list, I put the first thing and the most important thing that I wanted was assistance, because I know Pastor has helped me a little bit, but there's still stuff with the software and everything. Alan really needs to be functioning. He's working full time now. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I needed Alan to be there, so I've been waiting. And there's a couple times we thought it was going to happen, and then it didn't happen. It's just, oh. And, you know, it's kind of anticlimactic. You know, you get all, you know, because you got to be prepared, you know. And there's, the Lord showed me that there was an emotion and there was a spirit that he wanted me communicating to, on those recordings, on those sessions, on the webpage. Those things are going on the webpage. So you've got to be at that right place. So it's not just, oh, by the way, I got some time. Let's do it right now. Just like, oh, you know. It's, you've got to be prepared for it. So anyway, that happened yesterday, and I was so blessed, we were able to get the okay with Alberto and Kimberly Rivera to use their music. They said yes, and Sylvia, dun, 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 dun. I gave her, I said, Sylvia, we can do some recording on Saturday. You got to call it, because Alan says, I'm not using any music unless you have written authorization. I said, all right. I said, Wednesday, Thursday? And I said, Sylvia, I said, can you help me out here? Can you go on their webpage or their email or whatever and see if we can get, if they'll authorize us to use their music, you know, for these recordings? So Sylvia, she went, and I don't, there wasn't an email or there was no response on the webpage. Okay. So Sylvia, she had worked for the census, and she knew how to get information. The woman tracked down their personal home and phone number, and she contacted them and left a message, said, this is urgent. We need your response right away so we can begin recording. Within 24 hours, they respond back. They say, yes, you have our permission. Go ahead, use our music. So that was pretty awesome. So, you know, just to see that, because let me tell you, like I said, it was frustrating at times because I've been prepared at different times to do it, and then we either couldn't do it or whatever. But thank you, Lord, it happened yesterday. I'm not for sure. Alan has to, you know, fine-tune it and finish adding the music to it and everything, as far as when that, I think probably this week we can put it on the webpage. And if you go on our homepage and you look for healing ministry, you click that picture, that'll take you right to the healing rooms. Instead of going through media, then you got to go hunting. So just click the picture, and that'll take you to that. So that's how you can track that down. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that web page is our window to the world. Thank you, Lord. What an awesome thing that you've entrusted us with that we can touch the world and not even leave our own homes. Thank you, Jesus. We can touch the world. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing on those recordings and on those messages for Victory Christian Center and for the healing rooms that we're in. Thank you for that, Jesus. Father, praise you. Thank you for that equipment and that you've enabled us to purchase that equipment and that software to be able to accomplish these things. You've given us a word about media and about publishing your word. And, Lord, we thank you that you've delivered it to us. You've delivered it. Amen. You've delivered it to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to go ahead and let's put, I'm going to play one of the songs from Alberto and Kimberly Rivera that's going to be on the webpage for the healing rooms. And I want us to just I want us to take a few minutes, and we're just going to thank God, and just let the Spirit of God just stir us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. To be at a place where we're receiving from God, that we're open to God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's just like the Lord.